I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. Tonight, folks, it's Columbus Day. Question is, should we continue to celebrate it? I'm going to be checking in with a Native American black activist, Sister Queen Yanashtaha Lone Wolf, to talk about what this day truly means and why it should be something that we should give the option to celebrate. We'll have that conversation. Plus, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been happening out in Cleveland. And, of course, we got to talk about what's happening here in Baltimore. Stay riding with us. There's a whole lot coming up in this hour or in the first hour of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA. Now let's check in with
I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Welcome to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us this evening. All right, folks, it is officially Columbus Day. And I guess the big question is, do any one of us know what that means, or let alone care? I don't know.
But we're to the no, to the no, 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 hell no.
Yeah, exactly. Do we care about Columbus Day at this point? No. But here's the thing, though. It got me thinking, because tonight we're going to have this question, this conversation with a sister who has been on the front lines of many different fights around the country. But most importantly, she has been working for the respect and the equality of the Native American people. Sister Queen Yanashtaha Lone Wolf, who has been part from everything from hip hop for Flint to the Million Man March and Millions More movement, to issues dealing with the Flint water crisis, to the issue of the pipeline that was going through South Dakota. She's going to give us some insight about this. Because it's still interesting that in 2018 that we have yet to truly challenge the holidays that are on the calendar. Like, no one has really challenged that the holidays and say, you know what, this is not an important holiday for us to observe, especially given where we are in this history. And most importantly, okay, fine, we're going to talk about Columbus Day, Christopher Columbus. How many times do we actually teach the truth about Christopher Columbus? I mean, the real truth. That 100% certified, unadulterated, unfiltered, unapologetic truth about Christopher Columbus and what happened at that point. And I think that's the big issue for me, that as we have these holidays, can we change them? Can we really, like, change the holidays that we observe? Now, we benefit from them, sure enough. Nothing like a good day off if you work at the bank or the post office. Or, you know, you get to get that little time in. But in the big scheme of things, especially when teachers are kind of forced or rather compelled to talk about why certain holidays are being observed, I think that requires a real conversation. I mean, don't you? Don't you think that this should be a platform by which we can go to the government, to the federal government, and say, you know what? given the time that we're in, yeah, we don't need to celebrate that holiday anymore. Just flat out. Like, we don't need to celebrate that anymore. Because at this point, unless we're going to celebrate it truthfully. And I think that there needs to be a truthful conversation. Even if you talk about some of your most revered holidays, right? The good old Turkey Day, Thanksgiving. Well, we talking about the holiday of, you know, any of the holidays. You just pick one. Just pick one. And how many of us actually sit down to have a conversation, at least with our families, about what this holiday actually means? How many of us actually do that? How many of us actually say, you know what, boom, we're gonna have this conversation? More importantly, how many of us say, you know what, we're not observing this holiday, however, we will observe that holiday and just start to redefine what our holiday calendar looks like for the year? That's the conversation I want to get into. Because I'm tired of having these holidays and then they don't mean anything except a day off or somebody give you a fake greeting and be like, oh, happy so-and-so day. And then you're like, we made Monday an even a holiday. You ever heard somebody just come up to you and be like, happy Monday? And you're just like, now, was this a holiday? You know, I've gotten bill collectors. You ever get a bill collector call you up and be like, happy Sunday? Like, really? It's going to be happy Sunday? So we're just calling about your car. Like, I paid it. Click. So I don't like for us to kind of culturally keep being in this space where we're doing things just because. I'm not even going to talk about some of the major holidays, but I think that is a part of this discussion as well, that we're just doing things just because. Well, I've heard people say, the kids like it. I'm like, okay, the kids are like, okay. Like, what, we're not adults? We can't dictate, you know, the agenda for children? I don't know. But tonight, we're going to have the conversation about Columbus Day. And this situation about Columbus Day has gotten to the point now where each year they do what they call a presidential proclamation. And, of course, that happened already coming out of the President Trump's administration. They issued a proclamation. Check this history out. And I want us to kind of think about this narrative. One, it said, in 1492, Christopher Columbus and his mighty three-ship fleet, the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria, first spotted the Americas. His historic achievement ushered in an age of discovery that expanded our knowledge of the world. Columbus's daring journey marked the beginning of centuries of transatlantic exploration that transformed the Western Hemisphere. On Columbus Day, we commemorate the achievement of this skilled Italian explorer and recognize his courage, willpower, and ambition, all values we cherish as Americans. Columbus's spirit of determination and adventure has provided inspiration to generations of Americans. On Columbus Day, we honor his remarkable accomplishments as a navigator and celebrate his voyage into the unknown expanse of the Atlantic Ocean. His expedition formed the initial bond between Europe and the Americas and changed the world forever. Today, in that spirit, we continue to seek new horizons for greater opportunity and further discovery on land, in sea, and in space. Although Spain sponsored his voyage, Columbus was in fact a proud citizen of the Italian city of Genoa. As we celebrate the tremendous strides our nation has made since his arrival, we acknowledge the important contributions of Italian Americans to our country's culture, business, and civic life. We are also thankful for our relationship with Italy, a great ally that shares our strong, unwavering commitment to peace and prosperity. In commemoration of Christopher Columbus' historic voyage, the Congress, by joint resolution of April 30th, 1934, and modified in 1968, as amended, has requested the president proclaim the second Monday of October of each year as Columbus Day. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim October 8th as Columbus Day. I call upon the people of the United States to observe this day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. I also direct that the flag of the United States be displayed on all public buildings on the appointed day in honor of our diverse history and all who have contributed to shaping this nation. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this fifth day of October in the year of our Lord, 2018, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 243rd. Donald J. Trump. Wow. That was President Trump's proclamation of Columbus Day. Oh, boy, so much to talk about in this. So I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our very, very special conversation with our special guest, Sister Queen Yanajdaha Lone Wolf, who is a Native American and Black national activist, organizer, and just a historian of the Native American people across this country, to give us some insight about this particular day. The truth of it, we're going to talk about. The impact of it, we're going to talk about. And most importantly, and more importantly, the legacy of teaching about Christopher Columbus on Columbus Day. Stay riding with us. It's all happening on this first hour of For the Culture, right here on your source for Cool Jazz and More, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. We'll be right back. Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for Cool Jazz and More, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely, the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in tonight and being a part of the conversation and riding with me this evening, folks. All right, folks, I got to get into this conversation because some of you may have been off today because it's Columbus Day, but I'm starting to question certain things, certain holidays. Should Columbus Day truly be celebrated? That's the question I'm going to pose to our special guest who's joining us on the phone. She's a sister that has done tremendous work across this country in the areas of equality and justice, everything from Hip Hop for Flint to dealing with the pipeline crisis that was imposed upon the folks of the various Native American communities in the Midwest. And she talks to us a little bit about this holiday of Columbus Day. But I'm also going to expand the conversation, not just about Columbus Day, but getting to a place in this modern day and time in 2018 of not just celebrating holidays because they're printed on our calendar, but to really question the validity of some holidays. So I'm happy to have here on For the Culture here on WEAA, Sister Queen Yanajdaha Lone Wolf. Queen, how are you, sis? Peace and blessings.
Peace. How are you, Brother Faraji? I miss you. I haven't been on your show in a long time.
It's been a very, very long time. It's
a very long time. So you know this is going to be a very informative, turned-up conversation.
It is going to. First thing, I don't expect anything less from you, to be honest. I don't really expect anything less. All right, so let's jump in this, because you heard me talk about give you the presidential proclamation of Columbus Day. But I want you to share with us the history that's been taught about Columbus, because you come from both the Native American and Black people. So how do the Native American community look at Columbus?
We are outraged. And, you know, but it's a series of outrage, because right after Columbus is Thanksgiving. And so this is really a season of mourning for centuries. But now we are striving, as more people are becoming more aware of the truth. We've been saying the truth that Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. And America's history has constantly been blanketed with genocide they've been blanketing their shame of genocide, and they've been doing this since Christopher Columbus touched down. And if we look at the history of Christopher Columbus, see, a lot of people don't know, but is that the papal bulls, the doctrine of discovery, the papal bulls, P-A-P-A-L, I want everyone to research what that is. The doctrine of discovery, so the reason why Trump will make a proclamation and everyone is just like, you know, no, we have to hold on to this, is because their alliance with the church, their alliance with Rome, the church still in 2018. So let's go historically real quick.
Yep.
When the queen and, they was like, all right, we need to have everyone become Christian. And that's the only way that we can be able to, that they looked at, we're going to take all these lands from indigenous original people of Africa, of Asia, of all around the world. And they said, you're going to go there and you're going to colonize them and force them to be Christian. And once they do, that means that our Church of Spain, our Church of Europe, our Church of Italy, wherever they were at, you know, whatever these churches were, these kingdoms were, they was like, all right, whoever gets to there first and colonizes them, and then we'll go ahead and we will sign the doctrine of discovery, meaning that they now saying we've discovered this area because we now have basically implemented genocide and we forced you to say that you're a Christian. And so this doctrine of discovery is still being implemented in the Supreme Court. The last time that a tribe, it was the Oneida Nation, in 2014, the Oneida Nation was trying to, they had their land rights for their water, you know, for hunting.
Right.
And so they went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, nope, this land doesn't belong to you. This land is a part of the doctrine of discovery. Mm. So even though we feel that, okay, America is still not free.
Right.
America still has an alliance with the church, with Rome. And so this is the reason why when the Pope comes, he's exalted. This is the reason why every year in St. Augustine, they do this huge celebration of discovering America. So people from Italy come, and they all come to America, and they do this big, like, where we are at home. They look at this as their home, and legally, because of the papal bulls, the doctrine of discovery, then they are still owning us. So this is a lot deeper than Christopher Columbus. So of course we upset that it's more than a holiday. As indigenous original caretakers of this land, they still have the deed of America. Mm. And even in Africa and even in Australia, they too are fighting the doctrine of discovery. And this Pope that's the Pope today, all he needs to do is rescind it. All he needs to do is say, nope, now the indigenous people can now. But there was a group of Native people that reached out to me, and they said that they were in Italy, and they said they met with the Pope, and the Pope said that he will rescind it. So I said, well, wait, I don't care how long it takes. If you need us to to do a GoFundMe so you can remain in Italy, do it. And they waited there for 2 weeks, and he did not do it. because that means that the Constitution, that means that the entire U.S. government, and not just the U.S., but South America, Africa, everyone that has some type of alliance and tie to Europe, it will all be demolished. So if we want to take it to the root, we really need to push to rescind, for the Pope to rescind on the paper bulls of the Doctrine of Discovery.
That is,
we are not free at all.
Sister Yanajaha, I want to say, first and foremost, thank you for giving us that part of the history and providing some context for this. Because, oddly enough, folks, there are cities across this country that are in a movement. What is that movement? The movement to not celebrate Christopher Columbus's quote-unquote discovery of America. And it's interesting that in 2018, we are at this new place. So cities such as Cincinnati, Ohio, Somerville, Massachusetts, and La Crosse, Wisconsin have opted out to celebrate, quote unquote, Indigenous Peoples Day. Some cities such as Columbus, Ohio, even said that they're deciding to celebrate veterans and not the Italian explorer. So, Sister Yanajaha, considering this, right, changing this or redefining this day, because, okay, we say Indigenous Peoples Day, but the second Monday of October, is that a date of significance for the Indigenous people? To us, before we just throw our name, the name of that group of people on to the day, does it even matter?
You know, the Indigenous Peoples Day, I mean, for us to reclaim that, and some cities have reclaimed it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Baltimore has yet. Has the city of Baltimore have reclaimed Indigenous Peoples Day, or is it still Christopher Columbus Day?
It's still Christopher Columbus Day. Matter of fact, Sister Yanajaha, yesterday we just had our Columbus Day parade.
Wow. So, you know what? And this is because of the Italians want to have, they feel that they, even though they know the truth, the Italians want to have some type of, they want to have some type of significance of American history. So a large part of the Italian community really promotes Christopher Columbus Day, and they go all out for it.
But so even though the history of Christopher Columbus himself an explorer, the history of that voyage, that he, even though that was a very, very horrific history for those who came across his path, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to say that that's a history that we should be celebrating right now. I mean, it's just, and I'm saying, even as Italian Americans and folks, and if you are of Italian heritage, please call me up and to tell me, you know, what are we actually seeing at this point?
Let's get into it. Like dominantly Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving, and that was the day of slaughtering of Indigenous Native American people. And on top of it, I mean, predominantly, they voted in a president that degrades people from all intersectionalities and walks of life. And his version of making America great again is making America white again. Mm. So the culture of America needs to be all the way cleansed.
But
in
that culture,
to the way that they view everything.
But the cleansing of America, this is what I truly believe, Sister Yanajaha, the cleansing of America does not start from the White House. The cleansing of America, if you are an historian as much as you are an activist, the true cleansing of America starts with the people.
Yes.
And if the people aren't conscious or aren't at least passionate enough and willing enough to use their voice to say, you know what, no more of this.
Yeah.
You know, from cities all across this country, whether it's about Columbus Day or whether it's about Thanksgiving, if the people aren't upset and dissatisfied enough to change that reality, it will never be changed. It's going to continue to go the way it's been going. Look, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, so many people since in Yanajaha House want to check in and be a part of the conversation. So Marie, Glord, Cunha, Sean, it's going to be checking in. But folks, we're asking the question, should we continue to celebrate Columbus Day, given the history, given the impact, and given the legacy of the Italian explorer? Plus, I want to continue to go down this line of celebrating something when you know doggone well that's right. Not the truth. Come on now. Come on. Mm-hmm. Stop telling me it's good for the kids. It's just a holiday. Come on, man. Come
on. It's more than a holiday.
Come on. Come on. Mm-hmm. It's more than a holiday. That's going to be the new hashtag right there.
Because people are celebrating murder and genocide. That's what it really boils down to. Imagine for all the black listeners, imagine if it was National Slavery Day.
Lord,
how would everyone feel?
Lord Jesus.
You know?
First thing, did you just hear that silence?
And let's not get into the Redskins or the Cleveland Indians. You know, we are still here. We are not extinct as indigenous Native American people. We're not extinct. We are still here.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Sister Yanaj Taha. And, of course, with your comments and questions, hit me up, 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. We're broadcasting live on Facebook right now at For the Culture 889. Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.
I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community tonight. We've been talking to Sister Queen Yanaj Taha, Lone Wolf, who is a Black and Native American national activist, historian, organizer, and she's also on here to answer the question, should we continue to celebrate Columbus Day, given the history, given the legacy of the Italian explorer? Now, check this out, folks, really quickly. There are cities around this country that are saying no more Columbus Day. We're going to call it Indigenous People Day. We're going to show love to the veterans. In Somerville, Massachusetts, the mayor there, Mr. Joe Curtatone, he said, quote, Columbus Day is a relic of an outdated and oversimplified version of history. This issue is a lot like the Confederate flag for Southerners. As an Italian American, it feels good that there is an official holiday that is nominally about us. We are proud of our heritage, yet the specifics of this holiday run so deep into human suffering that we need to shift our pride elsewhere. First of all, and that's from the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts, who is Italian, who says, you know what? I get that we want to have a space in American history, but this day is not the day. Now, there are dozens of other cities and entire states, including Minnesota, Alaska, Vermont, and Oregon, have also replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day. Hawaii celebrates Discoverer's Day on the second Monday of October, and South Dakota celebrates Native American Day. Wow. So, if that's the case, why are we still celebrating? Let's go to the phone line and see what you got to say. Marie, kicking it off from Northeast Baltimore. Thank you for your patience. Marie, what's your take?
I'll make this short, and hello to both of you all, and I'm glad for Roger you selected this woman to speak. She really knows her history.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I do not celebrate this day. I understand out in California they have more, their day is Indigenous Day or whatever. And why would I celebrate a person who started slavery in this country? Why would I? And I don't even celebrate Thanksgiving anymore. Thank you very much, you all.
Thank you so much, Marie, for checking in.
Thank
all right.
You.
Let's go to Glord out of West Baltimore. Glord, what's your take on this, sir?
Yes. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Walaykum salam.
When I was growing up, you know, I was told and read certain history on Columbus. And when I finally got the truth about Columbus, and I always heard about the pyramid, when they went in the pyramid, they found a it was a canoe, like 60 feet long, and it was what you call it, those people, indigenous person that had discovered America, and Columbus didn't do it. Because in those days, they need a long boat to get through them rough waters, and they end up putting it in a pyramid. And knowing that, eventually, they said that they would change the history book because Columbus did not discover nothing. He got lost, and he was in the vicinity, you know, of the United States. So, and I was going to ask you because I don't have any kids in school, but they should be changing that in the history books. So you can, she can elaborate on that, or has she heard anything about that?
Absolutely. Glory, thank you so much for checking in. Sister
yes,
Minaj,
sir.
Hi.
Yes. Yeah, he went to, he was lost. And to acknowledge the fact that he discovered and knowing that he didn't, he was so lost, is just ridiculous. But he went to the Caribbean, and he invaded the Taino people. And the stories that what he did was just so horrific with, he literally, him and the people, they went ahead and they beheaded babies. And they, they sodomized men and raped women. And these are the Taino people of the Caribbean, of Haiti. Well, now we know of Dominican Republic, of Puerto Rico, of Cuba, and of Haiti, which is, you know, all of that entire area. And then the same technique. Now, mind you, they was doing this type of treatment all over. But when they came to the Americas, then they end up continue doing this type of treatment to indigenous tribes. We already were travelers. I've learned that the best way to learn about indigenous original people history is to travel the land. You know, travel the land, meet with the elders. Our stories are in our quilts. Our stories are on hieroglyphic pyramids, from the pyramids of Egypt to the pyramids of Mexico, of South America, and our stories are in our regalia. It's in our songs. So to know about the true history is to be with the true people. And one thing that I've learned, I spent an entire month in California with the coastal tribes of that area. And what I learned is that all of the coastal tribes of Africa, of North, South America, Canada, all on the coast, everyone already knew each other. They were already trading. They were already on. I actually rode on a boat that they made out of leaves of the Kumaya tribe of California. And they made these out of leaves, and I would say historically, we already was trading and meeting with one another from these shores to the shores of Africa to the shores of Asia to, you know, all around of the coastal area. And so when Christopher Columbus came, you know, it was like we automatically welcomed because we was welcoming people. So a lot of people said, you know, well, if we really knew that what his intentions were, then yeah, but it would have been an all-out war. And some tribes did fight, but you know, it was something about that fire, that firepower, that gunpowder that they had that we didn't have. And the way and the techniques of savagery, you know, it's in our DNA to love the way that we love. And those that cannot love the way that they love is something that of God. And so the thing is that, you know, we welcome our relatives that came on the boat because we was already welcoming relatives that came on boats and came the way that they did. So when they did come, yeah, it was love. Hold on for one second.
All right, Sister Queen Ganache Jahad checking in and talking a little bit about it. Let's go back to the phone line, see what you got to say. 410-319-8888. And she's talking about that love. Cunha, out of West Baltimore, talk to me, sir. What's your take?
Yes, but everything the sister saying, I agree 1,000%. Asante, sister. Sister, you're wonderful. Our people are historic people. We come from a long line of warriors, educators, giving people. Everything you say, sister. Now, you mentioned the Taino people. That's the European name, the Arawaks and the Caribs. And they divided the Arawaks and the Caribs. They claimed that the Caribs was warlike and the Arawaks were peaceful. Divide and conquer. One of the great heroes of the Taino people is Hati, Hattuey, born in Hispaniola. He had to run for his life, end up in Cuba. And when they asked him, where's the gold, where's the gold, where's the gold? He said, the gold belong to my people. It's in the earth. And they killed him. The invaders killed him. And he's a national hero of Cuba. Now, I ask myself, why is it that he's only in Cuba is a national hero? He should be a national hero in the Caribbean. Anyway, everything the sister is saying, absolutely right. No holiday for Christopher Columbus. In fact, this country's capital is named after two bandits, two mercenaries, two killers, Columbus and Washington. And George Washington. That's got to be changed, and as you indicated, it must be changed by the people.
It's got to be changed by the people, Cunha.
You know, still, the statues, many statues, you know, racist statues are still up. So the struggle continues.
Yeah.
And I agree, and I embrace the sister, you know, the sister peoples of the Americas struggle 1,000%.
Absolutely. Cunha, thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Let's go to Apache, West Virginia. Let's talk.
Hey, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'm good, Apache. What's going on? What's your take on this? Christopher Columbus. Should we continue to celebrate it?
No way in the world. You know anybody named Apache is going to agree to celebrate. No Christopher Columbus.
Well, I mean, no. The reality is, Apache, some people might say, hey, man, like, you know, when you I was taught by my mentor one thing. When you start to undergird people's idols, and I'm saying that in terms of holidays, that's not how there's a certain level of idol worship there. When you start to it's like our fascination with celebrities. When you start to really start to challenge the foundation of that or rock the foundation of how people see things, it could become very, very problematic, right? That people really do get upset with you if you start challenging on the history of Thanksgiving, the history of Christmas, the history of any holiday. It's going to get, you're going to lose some friends, folks. You either going to lose some friends, lose some family members. Somewhere along the line, there's going to be a level of discord. And that's all I'm saying. Like, we should be in 2018, we should not be so blinded about a particular history or a particular ritual or tradition that we lose sight of the truth.
That's right. We have the tradition, all traditions are not good traditions. And we have to be able to really get real with in regards to how we look at traditions,
right?
American traditions.
Absolutely.
You know, and there's an unveiling of that, and I'm really proud of, you know, like in the city of South Fulton, you know, we worked really hard to get Indigenous Peoples Day. Now I'm working on the city of Atlanta to have Indigenous Peoples Day, and then now there's a petition on change.org for New York City to change, and I got a call earlier from someone from the mayor's office of Newark, saying that the mayor wants to change the city of Newark, Christopher Columbus Day, to Indigenous Peoples Day. So there is a change happening, and I encourage all the listeners, especially those that are in the DMV area, let's make that change. It really goes down to Indigenous Peoples Day is not just Native Americans.
Mm.
It's about original people. It's about, you know, before Columbus, like I said, we was already migrating. We was already rolling from the plains all the way. You know, we didn't have borders. Mexico and North America, all of that was all one. South America, North America, that's why we call it Turtle Island, because it looks like a turtle. Canada, all of that was all one. We didn't have any borders. And so when they came, they put up borders. So we also, if you are a black, brown, or Native person, or even a white person that is like, you know what, no, I want to be a part of the right side of history, and you want to be able to help, it all goes down to the truth has to be told, and the truth always wins in the end, but it's going to take us to unite in order for us to push the truth into the forefront and be able to change the fabric and the traditions of America.
Mm. Let's go back to the line, 410-319-8888. Folks, you're hearing from Sister Yanashtaha Lone Wolf, Queen Yanashtaha Lone Wolf, who is an activist, an organizer. She is she has started so many different efforts to address so many major concerns across this country. And tonight she's joining us as we have this conversation about the movement. There is a growing movement to stop celebrating Christopher Columbus, the Italian explorer, who was given the great reward of, quote unquote, discovering America. Now there is a movement for Indigenous People Day. And that is a recognition. There's a growing chorus of people that are saying enough is enough. We need to question our holidays, our rituals, to get to the truth. How do you feel about that? 410-319-8888. Of course, post on our Facebook page at FortiCulture889 and my Facebook page as we are broadcasting live at Faraji Muhammad. Let's go to Dr. Coates out of Glen Burnie. Dr. Coates, thank you so much for checking in, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you. This is an excellent topic. And I wanted to say, yes, we do need to stop promoting and celebrating Columbus Day. But I wanted to share this, that I'm an African history major. My dissertation in 2008 centered around this very subject, that we have to go to the main institutions that perpetuate this. We have to change this in our curriculum on the elementary, middle, and high school level. Where we learn it, we got to unlearn it. That's number one. And two, we have got to also challenge our church institutions to teach the truth, because this is where we often hear and believe our pastors and leaders in the black community. For one, changed this whole regime for my church many years ago, and I wrote a book even about the holidays and why they shouldn't be celebrated. And I think that we have to go back and demand change on the educational level for our children, because yeah, this is where we learned it.
Absolutely. Dr. Coates, the change of these things, the change on this thing has been so slow, right? I mean, we're still in 2018, and a lot of the holidays that we love and revere and continue to observe, these holidays have so much deeper history that we don't really even speak about those histories on these days. So how do we start that change from, okay, we don't have to, you mentioned the institutional level. I'm talking about on a family unit level.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the family, one, we have to sit down and educate ourselves before we talk to our kids about it. You know, I think it's important to know we're in this information age. Everything is so accessible. Not that everything out there is believable, but I think as parents and heads of families, we have to educate ourselves so we can have this intelligent conversation with our kids, because it's kind of scary if our kids come home with something and we are totally unfamiliar with it, or because we've been steeped in such traditions, we're not willing to have a heartfelt conversation and maybe even change some of our traditions. I think another piece to that for the family is if we expand our circle beyond just our family and include our time with folks that are their Indigenous people, that we spend some more time outside of just our circle, and so that our kids can learn and from other cultures, and we can respect their practices and differences, and maybe it caused us to challenge where do we get our traditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Coates, I appreciate you so much for checking in.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Absolutely, and I thank you for providing your insight on this issue. Queen, I want to ask you, as you're having calls from around the country, from New York City, Newark, and other cities, is there a real change, not just from city halls of those respective cities, but also from the school system? Are you getting calls from the school system saying, look, we want to kind of have a different level of conversation in the classrooms about this?
I really wish that was happening more than...
So you haven't gotten any calls from any particular school district?
Not at all. And not even on a collegiate level. And even some of my fellow, speakers and activists, usually around the time of Thanksgiving, there is different programs and grassroots organizations that will want us to come in. But in regards to schools and elementary schools and all of they don't ask. And that conversation really needs to happen.
So what about even on a governmental level? I mean, we talked a little bit about what the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts, has said. Are these cities like, Newark, New Jersey, are they saying, look, we need to go to state of New Jersey to have a conversation about this? I mean, or is it just that cities can make that decision on their own?
Yeah, like I said, with the city of South Fulton, they took it amongst themselves, and even with the city of Newark, I don't know the great details of what they would like to do, but when I got the call, it said, hey, we want to make this happen. So if that mayor or that city council wants to really make it happen, then they're going to make it happen, but the people have to support it.
Yeah.
Or if the mayor of Newark is saying, I want to change this, he said it last year, but it was the Italian community that was like, no. And so we just need more of the other community that really stands on this, on truth that Columbus didn't discover America. And if we have more people that stand on that truth, then when a mayor or a politician tweets it today, because a lot of them are tweeting it today, saying, you know what, we should celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Well, it's going to take the people to be able to push that.
Absolutely.
If not, then it's nothing. So when the city council of City of South Fulton in Georgia, when they said, you know what, we want to have... we want to have Indigenous Peoples Day, and we want to put that on the agenda for their city council meeting. Immediately, I went ahead and galvanized and got a lot of people to go to that city council meeting and say, I agree with this. And immediately, it was put into action.
Absolutely. Folks, we're going to go back to the phone line, see what you have to say. 410-319-8888. We're talking about Columbus Day. Should we continue to celebrate Christopher Columbus, quote unquote, achievement when cities across this country are saying, no, his history is too horrific that it should be celebrated? At this point, we're going to change the day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Even if I'm interested in hearing if you have... any Italian in your lineage, what your thoughts are about this. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. If you're Italian or you have some Italian in your lineage, how do you feel about this possible shift in a long-standing tradition? This tradition in America has gone on for a very long time. It really started with President Benjamin Harrison, who celebrated Columbus Day in 1892 to mark the 400th anniversary of Columbus landing in the Bahamas. But then in 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt made Columbus Day a national holiday. Now we're in 2018, and I think that we should have some very, very real conversations about whether this particular holiday should be observed. And if it is observed, telling the true history. All right, Apache, we look like we broke up before, but I definitely want to get your comment in. So what's your take?
Yeah, assalamu alaikum, Mom.
Alaikum salam.
Salam. Yeah, so I was saying that what the sister was saying was correct as far as, you know, us, you know, having to speak out. But I think that, you know, first and foremost, my particular family, you know, coming from my mother's side, coming from the Apache tribe, you know, where my last name comes from, you know, we was always taught, you know, by my grandmother, you know, Apache. There was no way in the world she would let us, you know, celebrate Columbus Day or whatever, you know. You know, we always seen it as a Holocaust type of day, you know, because, you know, our tribe, you know, from my mom's side was in prison down in Florida. You know, they was with Geronimo when Geronimo was taken from, you know, the New Mexico area down to, with his tribe down to Florida. They was the last people to fight. They was the last fighting tribe in the United States.
What's the tribe? You know, what's the name of your family's tribe, Apache?
Apache, like my last name.
Oh, okay.
That's actually my real last name, you know.
Okay.
So when my great grandmother left that prison, I've been down there. It's in St. Augustine, Florida, you know, and came up to Maryland, to the eastern shore of Maryland, to a place called Indiantown. You know, that's, you know, we're so far away from where we started from, you know, in New Mexico, Gila Mountain Range area. It's ridiculous, you know. But I think in general, we all need to understand that, you know, we are an indigenous people, you know, like the sister was saying, you know, and if we understand that, you know, rather be, you know, from the African side, rather be from the native side, you know, we're all indigenous. We belong here. We're melanated. You know, we are children of the sun. We belong on this planet.
Gotcha.
You know, then we will see it as our cause.
Yep.
You know, and I think that until we see it as our cause, as an indigenous cause, you know, we're not going to, you know, make the waves that's necessary to get these kind of, you know, institutionalized, you know, racist holidays, you know, if you even want to call it that, you know, overturned, because it makes sense. It's like I lived in Germany for a year. You know, they would have looked ridiculous having a Hitler Day, you know, or a, you know, Hitler conquers Europe Day. You know, that it would have looked ridiculous, you
it's
know,
kinda,
in modern times.
I got to let you go, but I appreciate you, and I thank you. You're absolutely right. It's counterproductive and counterintuitive to have a day where we are talking about the celebration of a very horrific experience. Look, Gail from Baltimore County, first time caller, and Fred from Silver Spring. I want to, if you can just hold on for 1 minute longer, I want to get to you. I got to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to get your comments because I want to hear you. You're our first time caller. Fred, same for you. Don't go away. Folks, we're continuing the conversation on the other side as we talk about Columbus Day. Should we continue to celebrate Columbus Day given the real history? We've been talking to Sister Queen Ganache Dahi Lone Wolf, who is an activist, organizer, and certainly has been on the front lines of making sure that there is respect and equality for the Native American people. So we'll continue the conversation. And of course, we want to hear from you. 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. Also, hit us up on our Facebook page at FortiCulture889 on Facebook. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. A lot more coming at you on the second hour of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA. Now let's check in with NPR to get your check on news and traffic. We'll be right back.